Hare Krishna. Question, you said in the one Gita Devi article that everything comes from Krishna, but everything doesn't take us to Krishna. Can you explain with an example what this means? Answer, yes, at a literal level, you know, poison comes from God, in the sense that everything that is existing in nature is ultimately, He is the ultimate cause of it all. But drinking poison doesn't take us towards God. Similarly, there are many activities which we can do, or many things which we can try to indulge in this world, which can take us away from God. At least they can take us away from godly consciousness. So, dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamos nibharatarshiva. Krishna says, I am kama, I am desire, I am sex life. But what kind of sex life? Dharma viruddho bhuteshu. So, now, when we could say that God has created sex, so why can we not indulge in sex? The point is not, it's not that we can't. The point is that we have to see what is going to elevate our consciousness. So, unrestricted indulgence in sexuality is going to take our consciousness away from God. And is going to take our consciousness away from a spiritual level. And in that sense, it doesn't take us towards God. So, everything has a purpose, and that has to be seen in the context of the purpose. So, things can be used in God's service, but we have to see whether they are taking us closer towards God. If they are not taking us closer towards God, then we need to keep a distance from them. And we need to move forwards in our life, understanding that we have to choose with caution. And always carefully discerning anukulya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam, that what is favorable and what is unfavorable, we need to carefully choose, by which we choose that which takes us closer to Krishna, and we keep away from those things which take us away from Krishna. So everything comes from Krishna means that everything has its source in Krishna, but everything doesn't take us towards Krishna means that it is not necessary that its effect on our consciousness will be to spiritualize the consciousness. Now, we have to individually see what is the effect, and accordingly then decide whether we should expose ourselves to that thing or not. Thank you. Hare Krishna.